Welcome to Dish Nation, all you ghouls and goblins. Happy Halloween. It's your girl, the B-R-A-T on the mic today, and I'm so ready. I'm so ready to dish, but before we get started, everyone might be looking a bit different today. That's because we decided to give everybody a scare, darling, and we decided to dress up as each other. Now, you know I had to be my girl, Brat. Head crack is Chewy, Brad is Gary with the T, and Chewy is the lovely Heidi. What's up, Heidi ho?
Good to be here. Now, the other Heidi and Frank will be joining us later to reveal their costumes, so you don't want to miss that. It's going to be good.
Yes, ma'am, niece and honey. Does Dwayne The Rock Johnson have vampire-ish tendencies? I don't know, child. We'll have to talk about it.
And Slim Thug is still shooting a shot at Hot Girl Meg Thee Stallion. But first, we got to get the fans out there what they want. So, Chewy, Heidi, what's going on, girl?
So, last week, we asked you dishettes out there to vote on Gary's annual Halloween costume. Now, it was a choice between being the Brat or being me, Heidi. Let me tell you, it was a close race, but let's do it. It was, we chose, and Gary... Reveal yourself.
What?
Yes. Hey, darling.
What?
How are you? Yes, darling. What up, baby?
Go ahead,
everybody. How you feeling today, darling? I'm feeling so blessed.
You kind of spot on with it, though.
You look amazing, Gary.
Thank you, darling. I'm channeling my niece, Brat, today, honey. Keeping it funkified, baby. I even got her lyrics down packed, darling. Listen to this. Put it down, baby. Ain't no thing, honey, for me, baby. Ain't no thing. Ain't too many hoes that can channel me, darling.
I love it. I can't help but notice, Chewy, you got a new look.
I wanted to be a strong woman for Halloween, so I had to be my girl, Heidi. And, I got the wig popping, got the lips popping, and I've got my dogs. Look, you guys. Look. You guys see my babies?
I see.
Yeah. But HK, are you supposed to be... Who are you supposed to be, bro?
Oh, I'm obviously Chewy. You, bro. I'm you. Que pasa, homie?
I love it.
I know I look slightly like homeless Adrian Grenier from Entourage, but no, I was trying to represent. But Brat, are you Gary?
You know it, baby. I had to come as the pettiest bitch of them all, baby. Yes, ma'am, niece. Yes, ma'am. Hot tea and fashion, honey. Yes, darling.
Yes, Gary, you bitch.
Yeah, okay, now.
Yes, I'm every bitch, Sherry. You better tell him, girl.
Well, all right, Gary, we see you. Well, Brad, your man Dwayne The Rock Johnson got his head cracked the other day. Or busted, some would say.
What?
Oh, no.
That's
no,
my
no,
man.
No, not my man. What? Not my
man. That is my man. He don't want you, baby. He don't want you. He got my wife and kids, baby. He don't want
no
you.
No need,
okay,
honey,
baby?
Bitch, he want
no,
me.
No, you just jealous, Gary.
So let me tell you what happened, sis. He was in the gym keeping it tight and right during an intense workout, lifted some heavy weights and whatnot, and then bam, he hit himself right in the head and blood started running down all on his face. Now, what the actor did with the blood is kind of on par with Halloween, but it might make you want to think he's like a vampire or something from The Walking Dead. Check him out.
Things get intense here in the Iron Paradise, but we ain't playing tiddlywinks and we ain't reciting nursery rhymes. All right, you get lumped up every once in a while and things happen. That's good. That's real good. Back to work.
Look at that little piece, little blood trickling. Ooh.
Like, his blood is even brighter than most people's. Like,
his
The Rock just different.
Blood is a healthy, muscular red. Nah, I thought he was The Rock. I mean, his head is supposed to be harder than that. You still think he's sexy after tasting all that blood, Brad?
Yeah, Gary, you just a hater because you like hard things, but his head is harder, honey. I know about it. Nah.
Excuse me, niece.
Doesn't that look a little vampire-ish, y'all? Like, have you guys ever tasted your own blood?
Never.
It's a nice refreshing beverage, boo.
Who don't taste their own blood?
Me? Well, I'm sorry. I taste my blood every month.
I'm scared to find out how and why.
Oh, you know what, Brett? That is so disgusting, Brett. Oh, my goodness. You are so ghetto, girl.
Well, hey.
Now, you know, studies show that men are 48% more likely to fall in love at first sight. And it sounds like that might have happened to Matthew McConaughey.
Now, recently, Matthew sat down for an intimate interview with Oprah Winfrey on her Apple Plus show, The Oprah Conversation, about his memoir, Green Lights. And he opened up about the moment he met his wife of 14 years, Camila Alves. Take a look.
I remember the first words out of my mouth, which is in the book, I didn't say, who is that? I said, what is that?
Ah.
She moved across the room, and then I went and introduced myself. We had a great connection. I spoke better Spanish and Portuguese that night than I have since.
That's so sweet and tender. Now, Chewy, Matthew also said that his language skills improved because he was so taken by Camila. Do women even speak better Espanol when they're trying to hit on you, Chewy?
Oh, yeah. Back in the day, like in college and stuff, girls would try to holler at me in Spanish, especially in Spanish class, because I was one of the tutors. I was one of, like, the side tutors for Spanish. So all the girls were trying to holler at me in Spanish. So they were practicing with me.
ojalá que tenga un buen día y mi espalda y tengo un dolor y necesito tú.
Ay, muchas gracias. Okay. Y mi corazón es para ti también, mami.
Is that the same as...
It sounds like it to me.
Well, y'all, it looks like the rapper Slim Thug is on a mission to slam dunk Megan Thee Stallion's cake, Tiny.
Hello.
But baby, unfortunately, he keep missing y'all. Aw,
man.
But let me tell y'all something, baby. Don't feel bad, because that is not stopping Slim Thug from constantly shooting his shot at Megan. Baby, Megan posted a thirst trap rocking a new delivery from Rihanna Savage by Fenty Boo. Lingerie line, and Slim Thug was front and center, baby, in the comments to let her know he is still interested, y'all. He wrote under her photo, come your fine ass home.
Woo!
Now, Slim been at this for a minute now, y'all. Now, last month, he wrote a comment on Megan's page, and also, he was trying to get her attention, and I'm sure he in them DMs, baby.
See, I like them as a couple. Like, they both got that H-Town connection thing going on.
Yeah.
Slim Thug and Meg Thee Stallion would be A-OK.
No, she should not give him a chance. He did LaToya looking like a dog, kind of, just because he was from Houston. She from Houston, too, so she need to run for the border, honey, and leave him alone. Run, Meg. And run.
I think that you know what? A man, if you think you got a chance, keep going. Don't stop yet. You know already, I know you DMing her. I know you sending a message. You know what? Now send her some flowers. Get her a Birkin bag. Really show her how much you like her.
Baby, she ain't getting no Birkin bag, baby, honey. You got to start off frugal, baby. You got to get him a Dooney and Burke or something,
baby. See? That's right, honey.
Both y'all bitches is crazy. That's what I say.
All right, y'all, get excited, because up next is Heidi and Frank's big costume reveal, and Dish Nation is brought to you in part by Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. All right, we are ready.
Hey!
Hello, darlings.
We ready? Y'all ready? We ready? It's time to see Heidi and Frank's costumes. Reveal yourselves. Wait a minute. Who are... What?
Oh!
Yes, ma'am, niece.
Oh,
yes, ma'am, boo.
Heidi.
I'm drinking beer.
Right. I thought y'all was going to dress up.
Making inappropriate comments and pretty much being an ass.
Frank came in as the last Heidi, honey. Yes.
There's already a Heidi. Who the hell is that other bitch?
Heidi, you better move over, bitch.
Chewie's dressed as Heidi. I'm dressed as Gwen Stefani.
Heidi's like Sheldon.
All right. I'm here hanging out with Cowboy Pino, Little Med, Augie, Sophia, and Elvy, and they don't approve of you, okay? I'm their mother, okay? Heidi, pick the real Heidi. Which is your favorite Heidi out of the two? You gotta pick.
Oh, come on now.
You gotta pick.
I could never pick the real. Hang on, the real Heidi is here. Rips off hat, tears off beard.
You better choose, boo.
All right, well, since I am Frank, let's talk about my favorite show, which is The Bachelorette. It's an amazing show, maybe the best show on television. Now, from the looks of things, Bachelorette Claire Crawley, her favorite contestant is Dale Moss, and looks like they're going to be spending Halloween together, and chances are he's going to be wearing a Halloween costume from Party City. Why? Well, it turns out that Dale used to model Halloween costumes before becoming a reality star, and the outfits included... a taco, and a Roman centurion. Well, Dale took it all in stride. He even shared a meme of himself in a Superman costume from the store and captioned it, Dale with it.
Dale with it.
If something like this happened to you, Chewy, do you just own it like Dale did?
I'm Heidi. I don't know who you're talking to.
All right, Chewy, you answer.
Well, you know, bro, if it happened to me, like, you know, anybody would like to have a job like that. So sometimes you just got to own up to it, man. Deal with it like he did.
So Frank and Chewy, well, I mean, what's more embarrassing than y'all, boo? Dale wearing one of these costumes or you, Frank, not wearing enough bronzer on your shoulders?
Gotta commit. Gotta commit, homie.
Ma'am, it just ain't enough, boo.
I even shaved my to commit to this costume.
All right, stars of all kinds have had creative ways to announce their pregnancy, and fans thought Jennifer Garner was announcing hers. She shared this picture of one pumpkin inside another and captioned it, "When you and your jack-o'-lantern share a vibe." Well, a fan commented, thought this was a pregnancy announcement for a hot second.
That's what it sounds like.
But Jen replied, "Still not having more babies. Good grief. I didn't even see it. I just saw matching smiles." And, of course, Jen already has three kids with her ex, Ben Affleck. So, Sherry, you're also a mom. Could you have posted something like this without realizing what it actually looked like?
Frank, every time I post something, I make sure they know that's my belly. That's tacos inside my belly.
Okay. Burrito, baby.
Jennifer Garner just broke up with her boyfriend after 2 years. So I'm going to see if I can get her in the lady pond.
Ooh, the lady pond. I can't go swimming there with them fish.
Come on, Jennifer. Come on. I'll show you. I'll show you how to do it.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Jennifer.
I think, though, when you look at the picture, though, it looks just like a baby. You know, I didn't see the smiles.
It does.
Yeah.
I saw a big pumpkin pumpkin. What it look like to you, Gary?
You know what, baby? I ain't gonna even tell you, child. Don't. Excuse me, Brad. Excuse me,
Brad. Please stand up.
Excuse me, Brad. Okay, niece. Okay, it's my turn, boo. When they say "Funkify," boo, that's when you speak, boo. Okay, when they talk about somebody coming out, boo, that's when you speak, boo. You want to talk about your relationship, Brad? That's when you speak, boo. Right now, it's my turn. All right, y'all, so let me finish my thing, y'all. Up next was Katy Perry on hand for Orlando Bloom's first time. We'll explain after the break.
We have lost our minds.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, it looks like Kylie Jenner is keeping it real. As you know, she's been in the spotlight over a decade.
I love Oprah.
She's been in the spotlight for over a decade since appearing on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. But it seems she has been keeping a secret all this time. She admitted that while filming a Halloween special, a makeup tutorial with James Charles on his YouTube channel, to feeling sad about not being able to show her most authentic self on camera. Take a look.
People used to say mean things about how I really am and my personality and what I love the most about myself. It would hurt me more than like almost playing a character, like not showing people everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just started like doing a little less.
Which
is sad.
Yeah, that is
sad. It makes me sad.
Is she about to start crying?
No me gusta.
Baby, that's so fake.
See, that's what I want to know. I want to know if that was believable to you. And Chewy and Gary, you guys are Kardashian
no
Jenner
no
fans.
Ma'am, niece. No ma'am.
No. Not at all, boo.
No. Boo. We don't fool with them Kardashians. I mean, I can't speak for the rest of y'all Dish Nation people, but I don't fool with them, okay? They take all our black men and they don't leave none left for me, babe.
Sherry, you've worked with tons of celebrities. Anyone come to mind that has as much of a fun personality as their persona?
Robert De Niro.
No, ma'am, Sherry. No, ma'am, Sherry. The first person on your list, boo, should have been Gary with the T, boo. You talk about some Robert De Niro. You don't know him. You work with me every day, boo. Yes, ma'am. You better get it right, Sherry.
But if you ain't talking through your mouth, Gary, your ass is always running, so it don't never stop.
Oh, no, she's She no, let you have it, Garrett.
Mm. No, ma'am.
Moving on. Orlando Bloom might want to take up a class in how to work Instagram. He was setting up to do an Instagram live stream on Tuesday night with former CNN correspondent Jessica Yellen, but he encountered some hiccups, which resulted in his lovely fiance, Katy Perry, stepping in to save the day. Take
a
look.
I thought there were going to be actual hiccups. I thought it was going to be like, I'm Orlando Bloom. I'm Orlando Bloom. I'm Orlando Bloom.
No,
darling. Darling, you scare me or something.
Bah! Blah!
Oh, you fixed it.
I'm Frank's cure for hiccups. I scare everything. Gary, I wonder what else Katy has to help Orlando with.
Now, you know he probably can't get it up in the bedroom, baby. You know he young, but he probably on that Viagra, boo. Yes, ma'am, niece. She don't understand, baby. She talking about some California girls. She ain't no California girl for real. We don't know where no Katy from. She sure ain't blooming like she posed to. Now, is she, baby?
I want an Orlando Jeffrey Toobin moment. I was waiting on that. I wanted to see his
Ooh.
Oh, you almost see rims.
I don't
want the rim of his hat.
Me too.
Frank, I don't want no.
Are you sure?
Wow. Up next, wow. What actor is admitting to stealing a $20,000 moose head? Find out after the break. More dishing on the way. Que pasa?
On the way. Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Actor John Corbett is finally coming. Clean.
Oh,
see what I did there. All right. It was about something he did while on the set of the 90s hit show Northern Exposure. Take a look at what he confessed while on a Vulture Fest panel.
I stole a giant moose head that's in my living room hanging on the wall. That they came to lunch one day and said, listen, somebody stole the moose head that we've rented. And if it doesn't show up, they made the speech to everyone. If it doesn't show up, we have to pay $20,000. Now, is this some kind of joke? Please come.
He's a thief.
He owes somebody $20,000.
That's what it sounds like.
Jerry, this was well over 20 years ago. Would you have confessed or just taken that to the grave, Sherry?
Frank, Sherry.
I'm right here.
We thought you were Brad. Sorry. Where's Sherry?
I know. I'm Doug, B-R-A-T, rat-tat-tat-tat. No, yeah, Frank, you know what? I would have taken mine straight to the grave. Why are you going to tell everybody? I went into Whoopi Goldberg's dressing room, and I took her custom-made shoes. She got them made in England. They're Christian Louboutins, and I got them. They're gorgeous. They're in my closet. I did. I took them.
But custom-made, Sherry, means they're made to fit Oprah. I love Oprah. They're made to fit Whoopi's feet. So are you saying you have exactly the same size feet as Whoopi?
No, I just put them on the shelf and look at them.
Heidi, is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you ever stolen anything from a job?
Well, just like John Corbett, I stole some moose as well. I stole these Heidi's moose knuckles for this costume.
Oh.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.